The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, eyes made out of coal.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And I am having some fun this morning. I'm learning a lot about my guests that are coming in today because everybody has picked different. I say, what's your favorite Christmas song? And I'm hearing all kinds of different things. And much to my surprise, Stefan Schmidt's favorite song is Frosty the Snowman.
I like that song.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's
great.
And that was the Bing Crosby version, of course, because there's really no other
version. I like Little Drummer Boy also.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
I like the
one.
Rock and roll version.
Shocker. So my guest this morning is Stefan Schmidt. He's with representing Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. He's also one of the teachers over at Georgetown Technical College, which is why it looks like he brought in a student with him this morning. Why don't you introduce your student?
I did. Stefan. We brought in Jackson Sharkbait Shoren.
I'm scared to find out what the shark bait means. Shoren.
Yes, sir.
Shoren.
And we're going to talk to him today about all kinds of stuff, and we're going to find out why they call him shark bait.
But I think we've got a giveaway today,
we'll figure
too.
It out. We got a giveaway, so good jot deal. Down the number 850-437-1620 is the number. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487, keymarinecenter.com. They are celebrating the 20th anniversary, so you get 20% off until the 20th, which was today.
Today? Oh, gosh. I don't know.
So
I'm way behind.
You need to run out there, take advantage of it, maybe buy a gift card. Maybe they'll apply it to that. I don't know.
Well, 20% off labor, that could be, and this is the time to do it.
Yeah, so call them, give them a call out there, 850-492-0487. They are going to be closed for the holidays. Most dealerships do this. They close for, between the Christmas and New Year's break time. So they'll be closed between 12/23 to 1/1, so if December 23rd to January 1st, and they will reopen on the 2nd.
Okay, good
so
to know.
They'll be reopened on the 2nd. So you can still check out the website. They have a lot of things going on the website. They're also posting engines for sale, their consignments, and they're going to add like tasks and things that they're doing in the shop and updates and stuff like that as well. So check out their website. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. So.
They also have a Facebook site too,
and
right?
Facebook too.
That's
yeah.
a good
so
one. So
check
you get
all that stuff out for updates and things like that. Like I said, jot down the phone number, 850-437-1620. We're going to do a giveaway. I'm going to jump into it. Let's jump into the giveaway.
All right, what do you want?
And that way we can move on forward from here. So we have a trivia question.
Okay, what
of
is
course,
it?
Of course, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Christmas is Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Yes, Christmas is here, so getting really close. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there that's listening. So here's our trivia question. It is Christmas related, of course.
Not surprised.
Which Florida city is famous for its annual Christmas boat parade that features spectacularly decorated vessels cruising along the intercoastal waterway?
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
So
repeat the question.
We're asking for the city. So I will give you a clue. It's the greatest show on H2O.
Okay.
That's what they call it. The greatest
All
show
right.
on H2O.
If you know the answer to this trivia question, text it now at 850-437.
Or call us. We'll take a phone call as well.
437-1620.
Yep.
And,
we'll do that.
Let's see what we got here. Let me see. I'll be right back.
All right. So let me give a couple shout outs. Jacob Boucher earned his Yamaha V engine this certification this week. So that's pretty cool. He got that and was able to present that last night. School is out till the 7th of January. So we are out of school until we are back on the 7th. We got a phone call?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's take it.
Hang on just a second.
We're going to take a phone call here.
All right, this gentleman says he has the answer. Let's see. And what's your name, sir? You're on the air.
It's David.
David. Okay, you say the question again for David, Stefan. What's
okay.
the question?
Go ahead, David.
So I just want to give the answer for the boat parade. Is it Destin?
Okay.
Is it Destin?
No, it is not.
Oh, no, it's not. Okay, you're going to have to call back and or text again.
Yeah, try
okay.
that again.
Okay, 850-437. Thanks for calling in and listening. 850-437-1620.
It is not Destin.
Okay.
I'm not going to give a clue yet. I'll
All right, give the question again.
So the question is, which Florida city is famous for the annual Christmas boat parade, that features spectacularly decorated vessels cruising along the intercoastal? Okay. And another little hint. It's the greatest show on H2O. So give us a call on that one, 850-437-1620. We got another one?
Yes, sir. The calls are coming in.
All right, let's do it. Here we got.
I want to make sure I don't disconnect you. Hang on.
Did we disconnect?
No, he's here. David's trying again.
What all right, got, let's David? Do it, David.
All right, how about Pensacola?
It is not Pensacola.
Oh, David, that's strike two.
Although there are some good boat parades in Pensacola, you know, so, yeah, not okay. Pensacola. So.
All right,
appreciate that. All right, we're waiting on some more calls. So, again, we're going to shout out to Jacob, who earned the V-Engine certification. We're out until the 7th. Yesterday was our last day. School closes today. For everybody else after they have a day, their day today. So George Stone is still open today. And also, we celebrated Christmas last night in our Marine Service class with a great Christmas dinner. And I gave a nice shout out to Sonny's Barbecue and told them how good that dinner was, that we got our meats from them and some sides, and they did a great job helping out my students as well. So,
which is so cool. What a great thing to do. Okay, got another call.
All right, let's go for it.
All right, so are you ready? What's your name, please?
My name is Josh.
Josh, what's your guess?
The Billy Bowlegs Festival.
Nope, that is not it.
That's not it.
I don't even think that's Christmas, is it?
No, I think that's another time of year.
I don't think it is.
Thanks for calling in, Josh.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
And you can text in as well, so let's see what we got here. We got a couple of texts going.
All right.
Let's see, we had...
Wow, we got a lot of people listening to this show. I thought there was only one.
No. Okay, we have one guess was Jacksonville.
Nope.
Nope, sorry. Tampa.
Nope.
Nope. Okay, this I'm a little worried about this person. They might already be getting into the eggnog. Sioux Falls, North Carolina,
no,
South Dakota.
No.
Seminole.
No.
No. Oh, well, okay then.
You know.
All right, here we go. Let me see. I'm trying to do a lot of things here at once.
I got Meg running this morning.
So
this
on.
Is awesome. So again, I'm going to give out that trivia question. Which Florida city? I said Florida. So which Florida city is famous for an annual Christmas boat parade that features spectacularly decorated vessels cruising along the intercoastal waterway? And it's actually the greatest show on H2O, so that's what they call it. So it's in Florida. Y'all need to move a little further south. That might help you. And we'll get that answer out there, so we'll do that. So we have Jackson, Sharkbait, Churon. I can never pronounce your last name because you tell me a lot of people pronounce it different ways. So how do you pronounce your last name for real?
It's Corin.
Corone. With a C-H.
Yes, sir.
Right. Awesome. And
We got somebody on the line here real quick. I'm interrupting
you
guys.
So we're going to take the call online. Go ahead.
Are you online, sir? You're on the air. You got a guess?
Okay, it's David again. Yes, I had to look it up this time, but it's Fort Lauderdale now.
Yep, it is Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. All right. You are the winner.
Yep,
congratulations. What's your name?
It's Nathan, actually.
Nathan. All right.
All right.
Do me a favor, Nathan. Could you please text me your full name, your email address, phone number, and which will be on the text, and your date of birth, and then we will get a certificate for you. We've got the hat, Key Marine hat, and a T-shirt for you.
Yep. You get a hat, a Key Marine hat, Mercury T-shirt, and a Mercury hat. So, and you have to go out to Key Marine to pick that stuff up. So.
Oh, okay. So you're going to Key Marine out here.
Key Marine will. You go out there and you see them out there at Key Marine, and they'll hook you up.
All right. So do me a favor.
That way you know you got to know the right size shirt and everything.
Okay. So Nathan, do me a favor and send that information by text, and then we'll get you hooked up with your just in time for Christmas Key Marine T-shirt and hat.
My.
How about that?
That's for sure.
And for everybody that texted in or called in this morning, thank you so much for listening. I'm getting better at all the buttons. So
do you open Christmas presents like you answer the phone like crazy like this, or your hands going everywhere and stuff like that?
Possibly.
So we had her going everywhere this morning.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Nathan. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate that phone call. Appreciate all the answers and everything. So thank you all very much for that. So we have Sharkbait in here with us, and I got a couple questions for him. So you're in the Marine Service class. So I want to know, when did you start Marine Service Technology?
So it all started back when I was a kid. My dad runs fishing charters, so I started working on boats ever since I could turn a wrench. And then from there, I moved up in middle school. I started working for a company called CETO. I was what you would call their garage monkey. I did all sorts of stuff. If they needed help, I did it. And then from there, I moved on, went to the Carib. I worked on all their Honda outboards and worked on all their motors on their rental stuff. And then from there, I moved to Daybreak Marina after I started George Stone Technical College in the Marine program. And then that's where I'm at since then.
Yeah. How long have you been in the Marine program at George Stone?
I started in the beginning of August.
Okay, beginning of August. Okay. So you just gave me your mechanical background. You're kind of already in the field and already doing some work in the industry.
Yes.
So what made your decision to come to Georgetown? Why are you at Georgetown since you're already kind of doing some things in the industry?
Well, at the end of the day, you have to have a certificate for everything, but also I wanted to further my knowledge in this field. That way, everybody, you're more knowledgeable on what you do instead of just winging it.
Okay. So you kind of felt like maybe you're winging it a little bit?
Yes, sir.
In the beginning? Okay. And when you got into the Marine Service class and you started to see that you were winging it a little bit, so, and that's a good thing that you've seen that happening. So what reasons do you have that you don't want to wing? Why is that something that, you know, is very important to you?
Well, this class has taught me a lot of extra things that I didn't know beforehand about torque specs on everything and whatnot. So at the end of the day, it taught me if you don't read the service manual and you don't make sure it's right, then it's definitely most likely wrong.
Okay, right. So reading the service manual, doing the things correctly is important. And it's important because of the longevity of the repair and that kind of stuff, and it helps the customer stay on the water. So give me some short-term goals that you have right now. Give me your short-term goals. What are you looking at doing in the short term?
In this field of area, I'm definitely looking at, first off, getting through the program, working under somebody for a few years, and then other than that, just staying successful with it and keeping it going.
Okay. Long-term, what's your long-term goals?
Eventually, after I work under somebody for a while, I'll definitely branch out and open up my own business.
Okay.
And do a travel business.
Okay, travel business. All right, that's cool. So I want to ask this because it's kind of a running thing in class. They call you shark bait in class, right?
Yes, sir.
So where did that come from?
So I run my own personal business outside of class and outside of working from daybreak. Me and some buddies opened up a shark fishing land-based business in the beginning of May. And from there, after everybody figured out that I ran shark charters for fun, shark bait just became my name, and it went
okay
from there.
All right. So I find that's interesting. You're doing, I want to talk about that because, you know, I know that we talk about school and stuff like that, but it's also cool to see a student that's already out there kind of running his business, and you've got a lot of things that you're trying to make happen, right?
Yes, sir.
So tell everybody a little bit about your business, and if are there other businesses around like that, or are you kind of like the main one, or are you just starting this as a trying to make it work? Or tell everybody about your business and how that came about and what you actually do for people.
All right. So it all started off back when me and the buddies were all teenagers in our younger years. And we love shark fishing off the beach. And we were like, man, if this brings us this much joy, I wonder what it would bring other people that come and visit Florida. So we decided to throw a business together. The name came along. It took a lot to figure out the name. Eventually, we brought it down to Marine Mafia Shark Charters. And then from there, we opened it up. We do it pretty much, we're not there to kill the world. We're just there to have fun, make memories, make sure y'all have fun, make sure we have fun. And at the end of the day, we're just there to make sure you have a good time.
So you keep saying we. So who is we?
We is myself, Jackson. I have two partners, Brandon Knox and Henry Zwiss over in Orange Beach. And from there, we had one other, but he had to leave for college. So he dropped out.
Okay.
But we still keep it going, and everything's been running smooth since then.
So on a normal average week or month, how many times do you actually get booked to do this stuff?
It all depends on the month. I mean, during the summertime, it's a lot warmer, so there's obviously a lot more tourists out.
Mm-hmm.
But last summer, we ran a total of 40 trips, which being open and not having any advertisement, I'd say that's pretty good for the first summer being
okay
open. But on average, last summer, we had a minimum, let's see, we ran a pretty decent amount of trips.
Okay, so you're doing quite a few. So when you're calling these trips, explain that to me. What are you doing? Are you getting on a boat? Or are you walking on the beach? Tell us how that works.
So how these trips work is it's pretty much, as you could say, surf fishing on steroids. We go set up in a designated area that we've been fishing for a while, so we know there's a high chance of catching something there. At the end of the day, it's not always promised because you're waiting for them to come to you and you're not going to them like you are on a boat. But we go out there, we'll set up an hour ahead of time. We'll make sure everything's set up and ready to go. The customers will meet us out there. We'll introduce ourselves, give a little background about each other, how we all started this, how we came together about this, and then how professional we are with it. Other than that, we go over safety stuff, and then we start running baits, and it's pretty much a learning experience for the customers. We like to teach you as we go. That's why it's not just we're just going to wing it and just do our own thing, and you just sit there and watch us.
So you guys are baiting the lines and everything for the customer, and then are you casting out and all that too, and they're just reeling in? What's happening?
So we run baits anywhere between 5 and 15 pounds, so casting isn't really an option. We run all professional gear. We have international 50s all the way up to international 130s, which are all big game style reels, stuff that you would use for billfish and whatnot, but we have everything souped up and upgraded for sharks.
What kind of bait, by the way?
We use cow-nose rays, stingrays, black drums, and a lot of any variety of other bigger things that we
can get.
That's
big bait.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're not fooling around?
No.
Okay.
We do give the customers an option of a high chance, high risk, high reward situation where we only run big baits, mm-hmm. or if they want a guaranteed catch, we always do run slightly smaller stuff. That way the action's more on the move and never stops. We have trips where if you book a short trip, by the time one bait hits the water, the next bait's already getting taken off, and then it's just flipping one out after another.
Wow.
And then we have some trips where if you want the high risk, high reward, you could not get a bite for an hour into the trip, but the bite's definitely worth it once it hits.
So what types of sharks are you catching?
So far, our average is black tips and bull sharks. We do catch a decent amount of duskies during the wintertime. And so far, our biggest is about a 10.5-foot tiger shark.
So I'm guessing they put up a pretty good fight.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's the exciting part, isn't it?
Yes.
You should see the smile on his face right now.
Yeah.
Our customers, some of them don't fully understand what goes into it, but once you're there in person, you definitely see how exciting it is and how much of an adrenaline rush it is when you get to be hooked up into the harness and everything for it.
Oh, boy.
And those far baits that are out 1,200 yards, when that thing gets hit, your adrenaline goes through the roof.
Wow.
So how do you get the bait out that far?
So
is it a secret?
No, it's not
okay.
A secret.
Okay.
We haven't found a drone or anything that can carry the baits that we run. So as of right now, we run a 13-foot kayak, and one of us will go out at a time, and we'll run two baits at a time. And we'll do a pyramid scheme all the way from 1,200 yards all the way back into 50 yards.
Okay, so you're kayaking them out there into the shark-infested waters.
Wow.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
I knew this was going to be interesting, you know.
Yeah, so if someone wanted to do this, maybe someone's got family coming in for the holidays, is this something that you're doing now or only in the spring and summer? Or when are you, like, how would we get in touch with you if they wanted to do this?
This is a all-year-round thing. We're open whenever y'all would like to go. We can make adjustments to schedules to make it fit in. If y'all would like to book, go to marinemafiasharkcharters.com, and then from there, it'll just be a small deposit. If y'all cancel within 48 hours, then you get the deposit back. If not,
if you get scared and you wait too long, yeah. You don't get the money back. Okay.
The only time they are not available is when he has to be in school.
Good point.
So you cannot book those hours that he is in school.
Good point,
so
Professor.
We won't allow that.
If you just joined us, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it is Friday, which is Boat Smart Day. We've got Stefan Schmidt, who is here with us, and also Jason Choron. Did I say that right, Choron?
Yep. We call him Shark Bait.
Shark Bait. Okay.
Yep. Shark Bait. So in particular, the shark bait, you said you got that from different people talking about that, and
yes,
that's how you got that. Was it from the class that you got that from?
Yes, or, sir.
It was? Okay, all right. From our students in class, they helped you out with that. So, and you know, when we're talking about students and they're being in class and that, you're a young man. You're 20 years old?
Yes, sir.
20 years old.
Wow.
You know, and already I'm trying to get focused on life and what he wants to do in life and those kind of things. So, and we talk about it in class, don't we? Trying to stay focused and things
yes,
like that. How focused are you?
I'm pretty focused now.
Are you now? Okay. So he's pretty focused now.
Well, you've got a business going. I mean, I was not doing business at 20 years old. I can tell you that. That's impressive, Jason. I mean, it's really, really great that you're doing that.
Yeah, I think it's awesome when you want to try to do something like this and start a business and work your way through that. And I just find it interesting what you do. Is are you doing these charter or these fishing trips at night? Or are they during the day? What time? When do you do these?
So a majority of our summer trips are either super early in the morning or super late at night around sunset, just due to the fact that most tourists don't like it when you bring an 8-plus-foot shark up on the beach when they're swimming there with their kids.
Okay.
So a lot of our trips start between...
I didn't mean to laugh. I was like, I'm one of those that would start running, just so you know.
A lot of our trips start between 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and then they run as long as you want to book them. Or we can start at like 2 a.m. and then run until sunrise.
Wow.
You have secret locations you're doing all this? Is that what you got?
Yes,
kind of like fishing truck people, they don't tell you where you're fishing at?
We can't disclose those
you
areas.
You can't disclose
oh
those
my
areas.
You,
well, you probably don't want
face.
To, you know.
You know when the cat has the little feathers in its in its
so,
mouth?
Yeah, so when you're talking about people seeing you bring these sharks up, you know, or does anybody ever complain about you out there fishing like that or anything?
We have had two complaints. Nothing too serious has really happened with it. All that really happened was sheriff's office showed up and they asked for paperwork. We showed them our business license and everything, and they just left us be.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, we haven't had any tickets, fines, and whatnot, no warnings. So everything's done 100% professional.
You know anybody else in the area is doing this kind of thing? Or is there other groups that do this? Or do you think you're like the main one doing this kind of stuff?
I know there is a couple groups doing this, but as from what I know about them, is a lot of them are doing it for a living. And me and my buddies are just doing it to have fun.
Okay.
So the price difference is very different, but okay. We are all also using all the same gear at the end of the day. So everything's on a even balanced
yeah.
level.
Yeah. How does it feel to have a job where you have fun? That's the best part, isn't it?
The best part about it is it doesn't feel like a job.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And hopefully that's the way it's going to be with you in the marine industry when you start working on boats and things like that too.
Yes, sir.
You know,
I love
and
it.
Doing it that, you know, so that'll be cool. You know, I'm going to think about booking a trip with him one day.
That sounds like it'd be pretty exciting. Yeah. That's an unusual and very different thing to do, but it
maybe
sounds like you got it down to a science.
Maybe do a field trip.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
That might be way out there.
We've got about a minute left here, Stefan. You want to mention, we're listening to Boat Smart on Pep Talk. And the Key Marine is our sponsor of this Boat Smart half hour.
That's right. Remember, they're going to be closed from, let me go find those dates for you. They are going to be closed from 12:23 until 1:01, and we reopen them on the 2nd. So the prize winner, get out there before they close or make it after they come back on the 2nd to get that hat and shirt and stuff from them. And we do want to thank our sponsor, Key Marine Center. They're located 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. This was a wild and crazy show today.
Yeah.
Jackson, I appreciate you being on here, and I hope a lot of people will listen and book your charters from you and get out there and catch some sharks. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It does sound like a lot of fun.
It would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, at least. I would definitely recommend doing that, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So give us the numbers one more time if somebody wanted to reach out to you.
If you'd like to reach out, 850-384-7858. That's the number to contact. Or marinemafiasharkcharters@gmail.com.
Fantastic.
We appreciate that. And Merry Christmas to all the listeners. And I'll be back here to talk about New Year's stuff next week.
Yes, next week. So congratulations to our winner, Nathan. And enjoy your T-shirt from Key Marine and your cap. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Thank you, Stefan, for being here and Jackson.
Thank you.